Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom, offered a press briefing Monday on the COVID-19 outbreak. He insisted that the spread of the virus can still be controlled, stressing that the world is not at the mercy of the virus.
The great advantage we have is that the decisions we all make as governments, businesses, communities, families, and individuals can influence the trajectory of this epidemic. We need to remember that with decisive early action, we can slow down the virus and prevent infections. Among those who are infected, most will recover. Of the 80,000 reported cases in China, more than 70% have recovered and have been discharged. It's also important to remember that looking only at the total number of reported cases and the total number of countries doesn't tell the full story, except the potential the virus has.
To end transmission and prevent the spread of the virus, fundamental strategies of the countries should be the same, Tedros warned. It is not a question of either containment or mitigation. It is a matter of both, he said.
All countries must take a comprehensive, blended strategy for controlling their epidemics and pushing this deadly virus back. Countries that continue finding and testing cases and tracing their contacts not only protect their own people, they can also affect what happens in other countries and globally. For all countries, the aim is the same: stop transmission and prevent the spread of the virus. The fundamental elements of the response are the same for all countries: emergency response mechanisms, risk communications and public engagement, case finding and contact tracing, public health measures such as hand hygiene, respiratory etiquette, and social distancing, laboratory testing, treating patients and hospitals readiness, infection prevention and control, and an all of society, all of government approach.
As to what concrete actions the World Health Organization has taken to mitigate the effects of the outbreak globally, Dr. Tedros Adhanom noted that WHO continues its support for all countries equally through the WHO Strategic Preparedness and Response Plan.
We have shipped supplies of personal protective equipment to 57 countries. We're preparing to ship to a further 28, and we have shipped lab supplies to 120 countries. We're also working with our colleagues across the UN system to support countries to develop their preparedness and response plans according to the 8 pillars. And we have set up a partners platform to match country needs with contributions from donors. As you know, more funds are being made available for the response, and we're very grateful to all countries and partners who have contributed.
The World Health Organization has again called for global solidarity in the common fight against our shared threat. The fate of the virus, they insist, is more in the hands of society than the virus itself. It's down to how societies and individuals take responsibility to protect themselves and others. The rule of the game is never give up, the WHO said.
The rule of the game is never give up. I'll repeat that. The rule of the game is never give up. Let hope be the antidote to fear. Let solidarity be the antidote to blame. Let our shared humanity be the antidote to our shared threat. I thank you.
Those were statements by Dr. Tedros Adhanom, Director General of the World Health Organization, during a briefing Monday to update the public on the COVID-19 outbreak. Regular WHO briefings on COVID-19 will now take place every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.